EP News and Ben Thomas. A federal judge has ordered BNSF Railway pay a Native American tribe nearly $400 million for trespassing. Jackie Quinn explains.
The Swinomish tribe sued BNSF Railway in 2015 after the company ramped up the number of rail cars running across the reservation to send crude oil from the Bakken Formation around North Dakota to a nearby refinery, traveling over sensitive marine ecosystems. A judge is awarding the tribe $394 million, determining that BNSF deliberately violated a 1991 agreement, running 100 rail cars a day instead of 25, calculating the profits to BNSF. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden plans to announce a new policy tomorrow that would lift the threat of deportation for tens of thousands of people married to U.S. citizens. Roughly 490,000 spouses could be shielded and offered work permits if they've lived in the country for at least 10 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has disbanded his war cabinet, consolidating his control over conduct of the Israel-Hamas war and likely diminishing odds of a ceasefire anytime soon. A heat wave that first took hold in the southwest is moving across the U.S., more than 75 million people now under extreme heat alerts.
It's going to be pretty oppressive.
Andrew Orson at the National Weather Service.
We are going to be looking at a rather prolonged heat wave here, certainly building with time, especially for the eastern part of the country. As we go through the week and even into the weekend ahead, temperatures that are going to be well into the 90s, locally approaching 100 degrees.
A hot, windy weekend has fanned a wildfire across more than 24 square miles in the mountains north of L.A.
We're experiencing those strong winds out of the north-northwest.
Section Chief Kenichi Haskett of the L.A. County Fire Department on containment.
8% is a significant increase, which is good for us under the conditions we had yesterday.
This is AP News. The Outsiders and Stereophonic won the two biggest awards at last night's Tony Awards. Archie Zaraletta has a recap.
My friend, stay gold.
The Outsiders, an adaptation of the S.E. Hinton novel, won the Tony Award for Best Musical. Hinton was in the audience as the cast and crew accepted.
Sun and moon.
Stereophonic, about a 1970s band making an album, won Best Play. Acting awards went to Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen, Sarah Paulson for Appropriate, Jeremy Strong for An Enemy of the People, and Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe for Merrily We Roll Along. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Let's hear a little more from Stereophonic.
Sun and morning and the light's fine.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
In the beating of a bird's wing, I come alive.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.